Day 83. Want to and have to.
Shall we look at some more contraction stuff?
You want to do more? Do we have to? I thought we wrapped that one up. Why are we going to do this and why are you laughing?
You can't guess. You really want to know? You really have to be told? You're the one who's really going to laugh.
Ha! Guess I'm contracting without realizing. Seems so natural to speak this way.
Very natural in speech, Patrick, but not so in writing, no?
Yeah, unless there's a need to represent in writing what's actually spoken, we probably write want to, have to, going to.
But it happens sometimes in speaking that we can't use the contracted forms without it sounding like something's gone wrong. Suppose some guy who's a compulsive fixer at home, call him George, constantly feels that he has to fix something, anything, like, say, a faucet. So we wonder what it's going to be today. In other words, what does even what's...
What's he have to fix today? But the have to contraction sounds fine. What are you getting at, Marta?
Hold on. Now, suppose it is the faucet that George feels compelled to fix, but he's looking around for something to use as a tool for the fixing. Would you say this? What does he have to fix it? Meaning, what does he have for fixing it?
Of course not. It would be, what does he have to fix it?
Why? What's wrong with have to?
I don't know. Please tell me.
Think of it this way. George does have the tool for fixing the faucet, but we don't know what the tool is. It's like he has some tool to fix it, and some tool can be questioned with what. Of course, we can now form the question as, he has what to fix it, more likely as a response of disbelief to someone else saying perhaps, he has a sledgehammer to fix it. But in ordinary discourse, what moves, so to speak, from inside to the front of the sentence giving, what does he? So do you begin to see what's happening, Patrick?
I'm trying. The what moves to the front, and so now it has to be have to, not have to?
Could be. Can you be more specific?
Maybe. It's like you can't contract to have to if something comes between have and to start with. That's obvious. But if that something moves out, you still can't contract. Is that what you're driving at?
Yes. It's almost as if the movement leaves something behind, like an invisible trace, which itself now blocks the contraction.
So what about wanna and gonna? Same thing?
Well, let's find out. Take wanna. What happens when you form a sentence by moving what to the front in these examples? You want to do what? You want what to happen?
Okay. Here's what you get. What do you want to do? What do you want to happen?
And you know what I'm going to ask you next, right?
Yes. What's contractable? No brainer. It's, what do you want to do?
And not, what do you want to happen?
No.
All right. Now, what about, who do they want to teach? Anything different here?
Should be ambiguous, depending upon whether who questions the person to do the teaching or the person to be taught.
And wanna?
You mean, who do they want to teach? Oh, okay. It's not ambiguous anymore, because here nothing separated want and to, right?
Yes. You catch on fast.